Hey guys, it's Monday, and we got a couple more chapters left here in 1 Timothy. We're in chapter 5 today, and he talks about widows and elders primarily here. He weaves in and out of talking about widows. But before we go there, I want to look at verses 1 and 2, because I think that there's something here that just really struck me today. It says, "Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father." So it's talking about respecting the elderly. That's not something I feel our culture does very well in America today. Then it says, "Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity." So it's talking about healthy relationships. Treat younger men like brothers. Treat them with respect. Treat older women like mothers. And aren't we supposed to dote on our mothers? And younger women as sisters with absolute purity, saying, "Look upon younger women with honor and with pure minds." So I think that's really important just as we get launching here in 1 Timothy chapter 5. A couple other things I want to point out to you today. He is talking, as I mentioned before, a lot about widows and people in need. He says in verse 8, "Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Boy, that's a really strong statement there. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives. I think it's important for us to recognize that people that Paul was talking to in this time, they didn't have all of the opportunities that we have today. All the jobs weren't available. There were not help wanted signs up everywhere. But I think it leads to a question of, to what extent are we to provide for our relatives? Are we also always supposed to just give and give and give to our relatives? Well, I think there's a difference between giving to relatives when they're in need and enabling them. Oftentimes we see people in families who just are so good at sharing their resources, sharing meals together, helping each other out financially. But I think even more than that, with our culture, we see a whole lot of families that feel guilted into giving to relatives with the wrong motives. And I'm saying the relatives have the wrong motives. You know, enabling is something that does not help people. And I know so many people come to me and so many people are struggling with, how do I love my child, or how do I love my parent, or how do I give to them without them using me? Another thing I'm asked is, how do I give to them, or should I give to them, when they don't make changes they need to make in order to help themselves? And I think that that gets really tricky. I don't think that God calls us to enable people to continue on in destructive behaviors. And so I think one thing that I advise people, I think one thing that's important, is that we ask ourselves when we have the opportunity, or if there's an ask, is it really helping this person, whether it's a family member or not, is it really helping this person if I give them what I'm thinking of giving them, or what they're asking me to give them? Is it really helping them? And if so, how long will it be helping them? Another question that I think is important is it hurting them, even if it helps them for a short period of time. And what I mean by that is it allowing them to continue on in the patterns of what led them to be in need in the first place? I know there's a lot of family dynamics that are difficult. There's a lot of families dealing with this. I don't think God calls us to enable, because enabling doesn't help the other person. Setting boundaries is important. Saying this is what we're willing to do, this is what we would like to do, this is what we would like you to do. Not putting necessarily conditions on our giving, but making sure that we are not inadvertently contributing to their continued struggle. So I don't know if somebody needed to hear that today. I went on about that a lot longer than I was intending to. There's one other thing I want to bring up to you that I want to make sure that you, maybe you can have a little giggle with me here. He says in verse 23, first of all, in verse 22, he says, "Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands." Now, what he's talking about here is the laying on of hands as far as ordaining someone, ordaining an elder, okay, an ordination ceremony, okay? But then in verse 23, he says, "Stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses." Now, there's somebody, I'm sure, that's going to take that today and be tempted to drop that on their on a Facebook post or an Instagram post saying, "Look at this. This is my new favorite verse. We are instructed in the Bible to use a little wine," right? And first of all, the culture was way different back then. People drank wine all the time. It was diluted far greater than the wine that we have available to us now. But Paul is talking about health issues here, and he is attesting to the fact that maybe these people are having stomach issues because there's not safe drinking water. And so he's saying, drink a little bit of wine to help you in your ailments. You know, I think we have to ask ourselves when we're reading the Bible, are the things that I'm reading, are they cultural? Or are they situational for that time or for that group of people? Or are these commands or directives that are for all of us today and for all time? And I think that it, as you study the Bible more and more, you'll understand it's pretty easy to pick most of those out. And if you can't, ask somebody or get you a study Bible that can help you unwrap that a little bit, because there's a whole lot of crazy things we could be doing if we look into the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, of things that people were told to do or not to do, and we can really start doubting if we're walking with God. So just wanted to give you that little tidbit of information. I hope you enjoy reading 1 Timothy chapter 5. Be back with you again on Tuesday.